2008, Change We Need. 2010, We Change Back.
You know what's going to be a great day? When you're going to see the headline, Mark Kirk wins Barack Obama's Senate seat, Bill Brady wins the governor mansion. Big day for us.
Republicans are counting on voters to be a little fickle in the next 2 weeks.
Voting one way 2 years ago, voting the other way, or just staying home on November 2nd.
Let's do the switcheroo. You'll be me and I'll be you.
A GOP switcheroo.
If you want to switch around, we can really go to town.
We're steady.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Flipping some political switches in 2010. We're going to take a look around the nation. It's Wednesday, October 20th.
And the kind of a switcheroo is at the top of the headlines this morning. The U.S. military is accepting openly gay recruits for the first time in history. It all stems from a judge's refusal to stay her ban on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The military is appealing that ban, but in the meantime, at least three service members discharged for being gay have begun the re-enlistment process. Iraq War veteran Dan Choi is among them.
I told them that I was discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that I'm gay, and I intend to serve openly and honestly, and they continued processing me.
Gay rights groups, though, are still telling active service members not to come out because they could be in trouble if the ruling is reversed.
New information about the connection between hormone therapy, hormone replacement therapy, and cancer. The largest and update on the largest study ever commissioned on the subject says hormone replacement therapy not only increases the risk of breast cancer, but also increases the risk that the cancer will be more advanced, less detectable, and more deadly. Dr. Rowan Chavowski tells NBC News the 11-year study focused on PremPro.
The cancers associated with estrogen plus progestin are more frequent, they're not less aggressive, they can be more aggressive, and they are associated with increased risk of death from breast cancer.
When coupled with research published last year that found women who took hormones were 70% more likely to die from lung cancer, many doctors now say it's time to take a new look at hormone replacement therapy.
Talks to end the war in Afghanistan now involve face-to-face discussions with the highest level of the Taliban's leadership. The New York Times reports NATO is flying Taliban commanders to the talks in Kabul from their hideouts in Pakistan. That comes as Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission has declared a quarter of the ballots cast in last month's elections invalid because of fraud and other irregularities.
President Obama heads west on a four-day, five-state campaign swing today. Getting out the Latino vote ahead of the midterm elections is one of his main goals. But listen to this ad now running in Nevada, paid for by a conservative group calling itself Latinos for Reform.
No votes. Sí. Escuchaste.
Don't vote this November. This is the only way to send them a clear message. You can no longer take us for granted. Don't vote.
A new report, though, that has something of a counter message. It shows that 6.5 million Latino voters will likely cast their votes this year, a million more than the last midterm election. In Nevada, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is counting on a high Latino turnout to beat Tea Party candidate Sharron Angle. Meanwhile, lawmakers in at least 14 states are collaborating on a bill that would deny U.S. citizenship to the children of illegal immigrants. The effort is spearheaded by Russell Pierce, state senator in Arizona, who wrote that state's tough law against illegal immigrants. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street, which had a big sell-off yesterday. The Dow gets underway under 11,000, 10,978. The S&P opens at 1,165. The Nasdaq starts trading at 2,436. Coming up this hour, Phil Collins joins us. We're going to talk about his new album, Going Back. Turns out you can. We'll also be going back to 1992, which was the year of the woman, when four women were elected to the Senate. But this year, journalist Gail Sheehy says 2010 might be the year of the GOP mean girls. She'll explain later this hour. But tell us what you think when it comes to the midterm elections. 2010 is the year of the what? What do you think of that mean girls idea? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
GOP mean girls. I'd probably see that movie. I might.
Would Tina Fey write it?
Look at the race in Illinois for Barack Obama's old seat is coming up in a few minutes.